All right, good morning. So in 2008 and 2009, a clone of Neisseria meningitidis serogroup W, here to referred as NMW, emerged in Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties in the red in the map. This clone became the dominant cause of invasive meningococcal disease in southeast Florida and dominated state trends. This study describes the epi and the phylogenetic characteristics of NMW in Florida. Additionally, we conducted whole genome sequencing and phylogenetic analysis of the NMW isolates to understand the pathogen's emergence and spread within Florida. All culture-confirmed NMW IMD cases from 2008 through 2014 were aggregated from the Florida Reportable Disease Database. Characteristics of the cases and illnesses were compared. Genomic DNA was extracted from all available NMW isolates submitted from 2008 to 2014. Sequencing was conducted on the Illumina MiSeq by our academic partner, University of Florida, and a recombinant-free single nucleotide polymorphism alignment was used for analysis. Between 2008 and 2014, 354 IMD cases were reported in Florida, 115 were NMW isolates, 93 of 102 NMW isolates, or 91%, underwent pulsed field gel electrophoresis were clonal. 76 of these underwent genomic DNA extraction and whole genome sequencing. In this graph, you can see the reported incidence of Neisseria meningitidis by serogroup. In the green, you see in 2008, serogroup W started to increase, and from 2009 through 2014 was the most common cause of meningococcal disease in the state. Among these cases, they were more likely to be older, Hispanic, non-Hispanic, Black, and have bacteremia, and there was no difference in vital stats verified 30-day mortality, with NMW being at 16.5% compared to 14.2% in the others. The NMW patients did not differ significantly by sex or hospitalization status. The dendrogram represents the phylogenomics of the emergent NMW strains in Florida. It is important to note that none of these cases were epi-linked to each other. The mean SNP difference was 12.7, suggesting a close genomic relationship among the clinical isolates. The date of the most recent common ancestor on the left of the graph was estimated at November 2007, prior to the identification of the first reported case in December 2008. The phylogeny putatively identifies multiple introductions of closely related NMW populations, and more epidata is needed to further assess this finding. Following introduction to Miami-Dade in 2007, the organism spread to Broward, Palm Beach, and then on to more distant Florida counties on the West Coast. The maximum likelihood phylogeny of Neisseria meningitidis serogroup W isolates, including strains from Florida and international comparison strains from Europe, Africa, and South America are represented in this figure. Each notation indicates a single isolate. A representative international sample of 96 serogroup W ST11 genomes was obtained from NVICE and CDC. The clusters from Florida in green, UK in orange, and South America in red appear to have emerged from a strain circulating in Africa from 95 to 2004. When we take a closer look, you see that the UK in orange, the Florida in green, experienced simultaneous emergence of a closely related serogroup W clone. Isolates from South America, specifically Brazil and Argentina, were basal to the monophyletic UK and USA isolates. In conclusion, the emergence of a dominant clone of Neisseria meningitidis serogroup W in southeast Florida resulted in changes in the clinical presentation and epidemiology of IMD. Very close genomic relationship among Florida W135 isolates over multiple years and geographic distances were observed. The emergence of NMW in Florida likely arose from a South American epidemic. Molecular evidence suggests that the population of NMW is declining, which corresponds with decreasing incidence in 2014. And to date, although serogroup W has spread sporadically across Florida, the sustained transmission and subsequent increases in IMD observed in southeast Florida has not been observed in other counties. Thank you.